My name is Randy, and welcome to this episode of Infotainment. This podcast is made possible through Quinn Martin Productions. Wardrobe provided by Botany 500 and sponsored by Benson & Hedges Cigarettes. Five lucky downloaders of this episode will receive a complimentary box of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is the last stop podcast shop on your internet dial. So what is up on the podcast docket for today? First up, for those that do celebrate Christmas, I would like to say ho, 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 and more hoes for you and yours. And I hope that in 2023 that it brings many blessings to your house. And I would also like to say it is brilliant that England is, other than the United States, they are the biggest downloader of my program in Bradford and London areas. I also, it's kind of funny, I also had one download from an island, Antigua, known for either he still has it or did have it. Eric Clapton had a summer retreat there, so that was interesting. And first up, before I get into mainly Christmas-oriented podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about the NFL and the Minnesota Vikings, first up. And then kind of a disgusting act by one fan. The Minnesota Vikings pulled off another win in dramatic fashion. None of the talking heads, the so-called experts, give the Minnesota Vikings any credit for going anywhere in the playoffs. And for many fans, they're saying kind of the same thing, that we really need to improve the defense, and we shouldn't have to win some of these games like this. And those talking heads, the experts, of course, on sports channels and on YouTube, say that there's no way the Vikings can defeat the Eagles or the 49ers or the Cowboys. No way. One big-time sports writer in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, Patrick Royce, who has done sports radio as well for many years. Patrick Royce works for the Minneapolis Star newspaper. I'm not sure. Is it the Star Tribune yet, or just called the, I think it's the Star Tribune, or just the Star. But he's been on radio for many years, and I did find them on Podcast One again. I don't know if they're still on a news talk or sports station in the Twin Cities. I used to listen to talk radio quite a bit for a number of years, but he said that he's not a Minnesota Vikings fan because he's had to cover them for a lot of years, and they were kind of rude way back when, but now the sports writers and stuff can't really get near the players at all. But he said the Vikings may have something this year that the Minnesota Twins had in 1987. They won the World Series. 87 Minnesota Twins did not have the greatest record during the season, but they won the World Series and a 61-yard field goal. If I were the coaches, take a look at how many yards it could have been, because they say it could have been 5 yards more. So, you know, if it comes down to winning a game, trying a 65, 66-yard field goal, hell, why not? I mean, you're putting a team back way back there practically anyway. Well, taking a chance on a big return, but for a fourth down. And here's hoping that they get some breaks and get to the Super Bowl. I do have this about a Dallas Cowboy player, and the NFL world is furious, as they should be. This despicable fan, I'm going to say this, with what this guy did, karma's a bitch, dude. there is no way. I mean, doing this, you know, don't do this kind of crap. Bust your television if you're that upset about your team losing or whatever, or making a stupid play. And it happened Sunday night. One of the instances happened where a fan account for the Philadelphia Eagles posted a classless caption under a picture of quarterback Dak Prescott. "I'm glad you lost your mom and brother. I hope your other brother Tad is next," the post read.
Happy now, ass wipe.
They do not deserve this filthy disrespect, as who wrote this one? Louis Ramirez said they do not deserve that. It's just a game, dude. Leave the family and personal life out of it.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
None of this is okay. It's a freaking sports game, for God's sakes. NFL fans also think that this behavior is disgusting and it has no place in the world, and it really doesn't. Who's James Yarborough? He says, "Now this shit is completely uncalled for. You should never do this. Don't be this guy." And this one is John, who writes, "If this is real, it's uncalled for. Do not deserve the filthy disrespect like this. It's just a game." Angie Perez says, "Wow, people hiding behind the internet are disgusting." Yeah, you can. Yeah, he's hiding. Go out in the middle of the field sometime and say that to their face, or go to the sideline, run out on the field and tell them that. See how many players take you out. Not cool, man. Jose Baby, B-A-Y-B-A-Y. Kyler Gammon says, "Yeah, I can speak for a large majority of the Eagles fan base when I say we don't claim him whatsoever, straight up." And Vic says, "Once you bring a man's personal life and family into it, there's no going back. This dude needs to get right with God. Ain't no way you can say this and be okay with yourself." Yeah, I feel like a total turd. Rick Vargas says, "Man, this is messed up. I don't care why people take personal shots. It's just a game. Chill, man. No sporting event outcome should make someone act like this." Yeah. If you're going to be a total turd, just break your TV set and drink to excess or something. I don't know if you're that hyped up on a certain sports franchise. Well, on to brighter things. I did see something on the internet for the Christmas season. Someone had their lawn decorated in the spirit of Christmas Vacation. They had a mannequin dressed up like Cousin Eddie, for those of you who watched Christmas Vacation, a very funny movie. I don't know. Looking at the face, though, I wonder if they were, well, he was dressed, I should say this, she was dressed in a bathrobe and a like one of those fur bomber hats, and he had a hose there like he was out by the sewer drain and on the curb or whatever, and and they should have had a big amplification of his voice and say, "The shitter's full." They had a pallet down there to look like the drain, and they had something like a green plant or whatever coming out of the hose and going into the pallet. And then there was like a chair there or a couch turned over, and it had like an imprint of a dead cat. It was funnier than hell. But the face on the mannequin looked pretty female. I don't know. But it wasn't made up to be a female, that's for sure. It was dressed like Cousin Eddie. Maybe this mannequin was in the process of transitioning to a woman. Better be careful not to make any light of the transgender community. Although Dave Chappelle seems to be making a living at it. Like he says, he goes hard in the paint about that. Very funny display, very creative. Well, let's keep the Christmas bells ringing with this item, 17 of the worst Christmas gifts you can give during the year 2022. This is not my opinion. Some other author who thought these were terrible. Everyone is an individual and tastes vary broadly. Ultimately, how to plan the best romantic Christmas gift for your partner or loved one this Christmas 2022 takes some research, listening, and paying attention. Well, it is a couple days after Christmas. I hope everyone did get the gifts that they wanted. But while you're looking at it, nail it with the perfect romantic Christmas gift. I don't have anyone I want to give a romantic Christmas gift to. Oh, that reminds me. That brings me to my annual Christmas joke. How does it go? My secret Santa Victoria is late again this year. I hope she didn't snag one of her thighs in somebody else's chimney. Maybe next year I'll retire that joke, but I don't know. It's pretty good. Let's see. These are Christmas gifts to avoid giving when selecting a present for your special someone this year. And it could be, some of these are could be for anybody, like a relative, friend, or whatever. Below is our 2022 list of the 17 worst Christmas presents to give a partner or loved one. And some of these are not my opinion. Number one is a coffee cup. Now, if you really needed another coffee cup, oh, yeah, we just had a Caribou Coffee open up here in town. Now we have a town under 15,000 people. We now have Caribou Coffee. We have Starbucks. And we have a Scooters. The Caribou and the Scooters are drive-through coffee places. And along with a ton of other restaurants where you can get coffee. So if you want to come to Southwest Minnesota, Worthington, Minnesota, you can get a cup of coffee here, just so you know. It's not a 5 cents like it is out in the tourist trap Wall Drug out in western South Dakota, but if you're shopping for a coffee lover, a better present would be a custom brewing vessel, like a custom dripper set or a glass brew infuser. A coffee cup as a Christmas ornament or a present. What was I going to say? Christmas ornament. Maybe it's time to go to bed. It is after 10. It doesn't make the cut. Now, here we have a Walmart gift card. You know, giving a gift card, actually, I don't mind. I mean, these days I might switch it to Amazon gift card of the wider selection. But I don't see this as the worst thing. But giving someone a Walmart gift card for their Christmas present is the same as giving them money. If you're going to do this, why not save yourself a step and just send them an email money transfer? This is fine if your relationship is contractual, but if you're shopping for the best Newfoundland Christmas gift, you need to give an experience, not money. Gift certificates for something specific are awesome, but just a plastic card loaded with money is impersonal. Well, okay. Gift certificates for something specific, and what if they hate what that is and would end up returning it anyway? Oh, it's like I've been drinking adult beverages here. Excuse me while I down one. Oh, it's so impersonal to give them a card where they can get what they might actually want for a gift. Yeah, socks. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Creating moments of disappointment on Christmas morning since you were a child. Especially if they're used and got a hole in the toe. Do you remember unwrapping a Christmas present on Christmas morning as a child, excited about what it might be, only discover it's just socks unless you want to rekindle these emotions all over again on Christmas morning this Sunday? Choose anything but socks. Hopefully a lot of you did not get socks if you didn't want them. Be better off to bring those to Salvation Army or somebody for somebody who truly needs that. Socks and underwear, which I hear high priority items for people and t-shirts. It's true, everyone needs them, but it isn't the type of Christmas present that meets and exceeds expectations. It just meets your basic needs. Yeah. Okay. Personal hygiene products, toothbrushes, bottles of mouthwash, and razors are some of the worst Christmas gifts to give. Well, that's if you're running late and nothing's open, but and late with your gifts and nothing's open but your 24-hour convenience store. Going here's a pack of gum for you. At least get them a frozen pizza or something. But I keep that cold. What else could you get them that wouldn't be maybe a couple Snickers bars? I don't know. But wonder if there is a hidden message or ulterior motive to this Christmas gift choice. It's a fine Christmas present if all you're looking to do is to help someone meet their basic needs. But if you want your Christmas present to mean more than this, you have to give a better Christmas gift than personal hygiene products. Well, for your significant other, how about a Victoria's Secret gift certificate or something? Or what's it, Fredericks of Hollywood? Boy, giving an empty picture frame. Oh my, that sounds great. Some cultures even consider this a bad omen. If you're giving a frame, you better ensure something cool is inside it. Unless you're in preschool and just made a cool one out of macaroni for your mom, a picture frame is a bad idea. A bad Christmas present idea, that's for sure. Well, some of them, people may think that the making your own Christmas gift for somebody means a lot more than just buying something off the shelf. Oh, let's give my girlfriend a mixtape. let's see, the picture frame. Besides, how do you know it will be of use to the recipient or that they will like the color and design, unless that frame comes with a cool painting or print inside it? This gift ranks as one of the worst Christmas presents to give. Oh, here we have the traditional ugly Christmas sweater. Unattractive, bulky, and basically useless. The ugly Christmas sweater is a one-time use Christmas gift that is easily forgotten and becomes a liability after Christmas Day. Save your money and skip the ugly sweater if you're looking for a Christmas present that isn't outright bad. Oh, candles from the dollar store. You know, I looked into a, Sterling Drug, which is not a nationwide chain, but, you know, I was looking for something, a medical, what was I looking for? Like Tylenol, and here the first things I come upon are Yankee candles, and where are like the medical things? Here you got the candles, you got all sorts of knickknacks, unbelievable, and Yankee candles. You're not getting those for a dollar. I'm telling you, I've looked at the prices on those. Holy cow. Nothing says I didn't put any thought into this Christmas present at all than the gift of a scented candle from a discount store. With so many scents out there, picking a scented candle is a pretty personal choice. So it's easy to get a smell the other person hates. Peach tops our list. What's yours?
Hmm.
I like those peach ring gummies. But they're also a type of a debris that litter most people's junk drawers. So you put candles in your junk drawers? There's nothing wrong, per se, with the candles and ones that smell nice, but they're up there on the list of the worst Christmas presents in 2022. Yeah, a corny keychain, yeah, I think agree with that one. Most of us have too much bulk in our pockets, and keys are being phased out anyway. If you give someone a keychain as a Christmas present, it will probably be accepted with a smile because nobody likes to be rude, but the chance it actually ever gets used is extremely low. If the keychain is lucky, it gets to see the inside of a junk drawer. Keychains are a bad Christmas gift to avoid when shopping for a loved one this Christmas. Oh, giving the person a pet for Christmas. Yeah, unless you really know what they want one. And Merry Christmas. I got you something you have to take care of until it dies, is basically what you're saying when you give someone a pet for Christmas. Owning a pet is a huge commitment and a personal decision that you just can't make for another person. If they already have a pet and you want to give the pet a present, that's totally cool, but just surprising someone with a live animal they will have to take care of can be a really bad Christmas gift. How is that? They don't write. If you want to give the pet a present, that's totally cool. Oh, I don't know. Trying to get through these the way they are written. Oh, a new t-shirt. Actually, I wouldn't mind some extra t-shirts. They're the right size. And like coffee cups, if you really wanted a t-shirt, you would probably go out and buy one. Well, on my birthdays, I have 5-6 casino birthday t-shirts that have lasted quite a long time. Well, they say you'd probably go out and buy one. Choosing a t-shirt as a Christmas gift shows you really didn't put a lot of thought into the purchase, like hygiene products and coffee cups. A shirt is the type of utilitarian gift that should be avoided when searching for the best Christmas gifts in 2022, and especially when you're shopping for that ideal gift for a partner or a loved one. Yeah, if the shirt says honk if you're horny and stuff like that, I probably wouldn't get it. Let's see. Oh, you want to make your wife or girlfriend mad at you? Get her this, a weight loss program. Oh, gee. You might get whacked upside the head on that. Just like giving an exercise bike can send the wrong message. Yeah. You think? Giving a membership to a weight loss program can have the same effect. Oh, I'm giving you this Lifetime Fitness gift card membership. Anyone concerned about their weight will find the holiday season stressful enough. So don't add fuel to the fire by giving them a membership to a diet and weight loss program. Yeah, let's start you on the Jenny Craig tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Here we go right into the exercise bike. Even if the intended recipient has been talking about getting into shape and hinting at it, creating a home gym, you better think long and hard before you get them an exercise bike. Any Christmas gift that can be interpreted as a secret, covert message is a bad Christmas gift. Unless you want to be accused of being passive-aggressive on Christmas morning, this is a Christmas gift to avoid if you want to avoid giving a bad Christmas gift. Huh? What? Okay. Oh, yeah, let's go down to Office Max and get somebody calendars and office supplies. Nobody wants to be reminded of schedules, spreadsheets, and calendars when trying to enjoy the holidays. Calendars in particular are also a thing of the past, since most of us now have a free calendar on our phones. Calendars and office supplies are uncool Christmas gifts. They're too worky, not enough fun, and make the list of bad Christmas gifts to avoid in 2022. How about Joey Tribbiani on the sitcom Friends? He bought his girlfriend a pen that had the clock on it. Remember those old pens with the little digital clock on them? I do. I had one, actually, way back when. Not to date myself, of course. I had exactly that thing. Yeah, I would avoid giving that. Ooh, a paperweight. In our clutter-filled world, most of us are craving less clutter and more open space. Nobody needs another paperweight. Before going out and spending your money on a useless knick-knack, take a moment and think about something useful the recipient would actually enjoy and use more than once. Paperweights have also been a bad Christmas gift idea. Yeah, well, who doesn't know that giving a paperweight would be a bad Christmas gift idea? Oh, let's give out cash. Nothing feels more like a clinical business transaction than exchanging cash. Well, I know some people who like wouldn't mind getting quite a few scratcher lottery tickets. Well, unless they win big, you know, that could create problems. Unless you're handing out Christmas cards stuffed with cash to employees at your corporate Christmas party, giving cash is not personal enough to be a great Christmas gift. Yes, we all like money, but giving cash to someone as a Christmas gift shows you don't take the time to think of a gift that they would like. So you're just giving them the cash and leaving them leaving the work up to them. If you want to avoid giving a bad Christmas gift, instead of giving cash to your loved one this Christmas, take the time to find a gift they will really enjoy. What do you buy people that, you know, they already have everything? That's always been kind of my thing about it. Self-improvement books. Yeah. How Not to Be Depressed and How to Be a Better Partner books are never good Christmas gift ideas. Self-improvement is good. Yeah, let your therapist give you that for a Christmas gift. Maybe that would be okay, but not husband or wife. If you can help someone get there, that's even better. Improvement in their mood. But by giving self-help book to someone for Christmas, you're basically signaling to the recipient you think something is wrong with them. Nobody wants to feel like that on Christmas. Self-improvement and self-help books are bad Christmas gift ideas. Oh, yeah, this is likely to get you a lot of, I'm going to give my wife an iron for Christmas. Cleaning tools. Yeah. Buy her a new bottle of Windex or that's new and improved. Spin mop and magic vacuum may be super cool, but they stink as a Christmas gift. Cleanup time isn't the most fun time, so skip disappointing your loved one with the gift of the cleaning product and instead give them something that will bring them enjoyment and fun. You mean she wouldn't enjoy the Swiffer wet mop? I'm shocked. Are you looking for a Christmas present that is good? Instead of focusing on physical things, why not give your partner or loved one the gift of an experience you can both share together? For some of the best Christmas gifts in 2022, you can be sure to check out Whale House gift certificate Christmas sale for the best deals of the year on stargazing hot tub retreats. There we go. Winter hot tub escape gift certificates if you want to make them truly happy and give them what they really want. Yeah, those are some marginal gift ideas for some of them. I disagree with some I wholeheartedly agree with. But, well, I hope this Christmas has been outstanding for you and you got everything you wanted. But I think with that, I'm going to close this episode and not even take the time to edit extremely carefully on that because it spends too much time. I want to get this up somewhere close to Christmas anyway. I would like to say I have a few friends who are going through some really bad things, and one of them very, very bad eye issues, and another friend going through a lot of different issues. So if you could keep me and them in your prayers, I know I've sent them up a few for them, it'd be greatly appreciated. You can check out my YouTube page, my Facebook page. You can send a little gift tip to me via PayPal at randyms12@gmail.com. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Evacuation order acknowledged.
Initiating shutdown sequence.